Having played music all my life, I know kind of a lot of huge music nerds, and I think every music nerd I know has kind of a favorite year for music. A lot of the time, that's 1971, because you get all of these albums, like, you get Sticky Fingers by the Rolling Stones, or Who's Next by the Who, or Led Zeppelin 4. 1991 is another big year for music because you get Nirvana, Sonic Youth, Dinosaur Jr. all kind of popping off, really rising to prevalence, and shoegaze and kind of a new breed of experimental punk were born. And the late 90s had a huge prevalent impact on the year in my lifetime that I think has most impacted the music that has followed. And that year is 2009, a decade ago. And that really shaped indie rock. And in a lot of ways, I think 2009 is the year indie rock broke and really reached a mainstream audience and started to take on kind of a distinctive sound and an archetype in popular culture that it never had before. Before 2009, there's always been independent artists ever since, probably the 80s, I would say, is when they started to emerge, because you get the Replacements, REM, I guess what the time would have been referred to more of as college rock. And you get into the 90s and you get the Nirvanas. I mean, Nirvana's hardly independent. They're, one of the most wildly influential bands of all time. But you get Elliott Smith and, as the aforementioned Sonic Youth and the Pixies. I guess it kind of really traces back to the Velvet Underground, who at the time were super obscure, but it's said that what, like 100 people got their hands on the Velvet Underground and Nico, and all of them started a band. I think that's true, and I think a lot of those people that got their hands on the record before it was what you see around, town as an Urban Outfitters t-shirt with what the Velvet Underground has become. I think a lot of people who got their hands on that record when it really had more of that meaning were the people that started bands like Pavement or My Bloody Valentine. And those bands, without them, we wouldn't have what's considered independent music today that undeniably has more reach and is a cooler thing that's not just totally geared towards misfits and people who work at record stores. It's really, in the past decade, I would say, taken on its own place in pop culture that it never had before. And it's actually cool to like obscure music and upcoming artists that might not really have any reach. It's almost an unpopularity contest now, but I think even for me, being into independent music in Virginia, where I grew up, as before I got to college, I think it was very, was super uncool. And now it's cool. And I think part of that's being able to be at a college in California, but I think part of that's also a cultural shift. And because I know more young people who, I mean, I'm young, but people who are younger than I that really do care about finding the next up and coming artist, which I think was kind of designated for misfits if we looked back even 12 years ago. I think the perfect place we can kind of start to see the transition from American culture, especially youth culture, going from kind of eschewing wanting to accept the obscure to accepting the obscure is really with Animal Collective, who, I mean, if you look where they started, I mean, they're a band from Baltimore, Maryland, who started out releasing incredibly lo-fi, experimental electronic noise albums. And they always had critical acclaim on websites like Pitchfork that at the time, that website wasn't behind a multi-million dollar music festival in two countries. It wasn't almost the voice of the music industry that it is now. It still had the kind of vibe of being a company run by some basically some grimy Brooklyn hipsters. It wasn't as prestigious so much as it was just really pretentious. And I think Animal Collective is a band that definitely got that coverage from the people who were living in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, when it wasn't, the West Hollywood of New York City. And when I think, I mean, 2009 is undeniably when Animal Collective rose to relevance, and it really brought along with them kind of a whole wave of experimental electronic artists. I mean, after them, if Animal Collective hadn't released Meriwether Post Pavilion, which is kind of their 2009 breakthrough, and in a lot of ways, magnum opus, we wouldn't have gotten Toro y Moi or Small Black or Washed Out. We would have gotten. That just wouldn't have happened. And that shaped Chill Wave, which in turn shaped, I think, a lot of the 80s retro futurism that's really popular in 2019 with bands like Video Age, would be the perfect example of a band that's really ripping from another decade. However, I think the decade they're ripping from more, and if you check out Video Age, it's very, it's synth heavy, it's DX7s, and they accept a lot of corniness into their sound, and it's cool. But without Animal Collective, it wouldn't have been cool to try to be the Buggles in, almost the year 2020. And I think the biggest influence Animal Collective had for Meriwether Post Pavilion kind of came from themselves, because if you look back to the release that really kind of helped put them in the blogosphere spotlight, it's Person Pitch by Panda Bear. They're one of their two singers, kind of the Brian Wilson of Animal Collective. And that record is almost single-handedly credited for defining what Chill Wave would mean 2 or 3 years later. It's really ahead of its time, but it's also really pulled from another decade that I don't think even Noah Lennox, that's the name of Panda Bear, obviously, his name is not, his God-given name is not Panda Bear. He's a human being, and his name is Noah Lennox. And he made this record that's basically all samples, but it has these really self-conscious vocals, and it's noise music, but it's totally golden and lush and groovy but minimal. And it was a it's there's not a record to this day that sounds quite like it. I'll probably never hear another one. I could certainly never make that. I don't even know where to begin, other than really loving a lot of different eras of music. And that record, the record that sounds most like it, is Meriwether Post Pavilion, which came out in 2009. And unlike Person Pitch, really blew up. I think I've heard people talking about seeing that record for sale in like Starbucks at the time. And it was like a, as far as it's up there with the first Vampire Weekend album or Funeral by Arcade Fire, as far as indie bands with breakthroughs that have really broken through into the arena spotlight go. And I think having a band like that so prevalent in, the cultural sphere. I mean, they're wildly experimental, so they were, I think, in a lot of ways at the time, probably kind of a meme, but also a very beautiful meme and an influential meme. And they're a meme that really got artists like Toro y Moi. Yeah, I think he's probably the biggest person who would have an influence on so many artists to come that Animal Collective probably got to go out and buy a synth. And all of this, what Animal Collective set up in 2009, by 2011 maybe, was what were the artists that were selling out kind of moderately big clubs and were on the rise. And those artists of that size really replaced kind of the Warped Tour bands. I think if it were 2007, the bands that could have sold out, say, the Echo in LA or elsewhere in Brooklyn or the Black Cat in DC, those bands were kind of emo pop punk bands. And by 2009, it was not those bands. It was kind of skinny jean wearing, kind of borderline experimental artists who probably pulled more from the Walkmen than they did from My Chemical Romance. So Animal Collective and the rise of kind of what I would call the mainstream hipster band is really what I think comes to define 2009 as the year that indie rock broke out of kind of nerdy record store CD collector territory into a cool kind of hobby and interest that it is now. And I think 2009 is the year that a lot of bands that start today that want to be like the bands they grew up listening to, I think that's the year when the bands that the band starting now grew up listening to, the 2009's the year that it all traces back to.